This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, November 16th. God's word to you today is about character, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 105, verse 19, and it says, "Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character." In yesterday's devotional, we read Daniel 1, verses 1 to 21. Today, we will go deeper in this study by asking seven questions. Your study on this portion of scripture will open up truths about courage to you. I pray that as you engage, God himself will grow and strengthen your courage and ultimately make you a person of character. Babylon in biblical history is an epitome of anti-God, while Jerusalem is the city of the Most High God on earth, where the people of God lived, where the temple of God is, and where the Ark of God resides. The question is, why will God allow Babylon to overrun Jerusalem and take Jerusalem captive? Why will God allow an unbelieving nation and people to crush Christians? The first thing that comes to mind for me is a prayer. And the prayer is, Lord, do not let me do anything that will make you leave me, in Jesus' name. I encourage you to pray this same prayer. May we never touch anything that will make God back off from our lives. May God not depart from us, in Jesus' name. What will make God turn his back on his temple? One answer is that God allowed Babylon to overrun Jerusalem because the people of God disobeyed their God. As you read through, the Holy Spirit will reveal many more to you. The second question is, how does this passage of scripture show that to be a person of character, you need courage? Question 3, why did Daniel ask not to eat food from the royal kitchens, which can easily be seen as a favor? Imagine if it was today's Christian, everybody in Israel are slaves, and he or she is selected to be in the palace, to eat from the kitchen of the king, drink the wine the king drinks. Is that not testimony worthy? A lot of people will come out and dance. But why did Daniel ask to eat vegetables and drink water? Why did Daniel not want to defile himself and covenant with unacceptable foods? Or was this Daniel just erratic and antisocial? Does God really concern himself with what we eat? Let us pray. Father, I pray that with every test of my character, that I will be found worthy of the great destiny you have set before me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.